salatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. So again, we're talking about adab and how we should, not only focus on ibadah in this month, but also the way we interact and the things that we do in our lives. Today we're covering babul istidhan, yani asking for permission when you enter or when you go to someone's house or when you go to meet somebody. The first hadith is an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. It's from Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu. He narrates that qala atana Abu Musa qala inna Umara arsala ilayya an atiyahu. He says that Abu Musa came to us and he said that Umar radiallahu anhu was sending for me. He was asking for me to come. فأتيت بابه فسلمت ثلاثة. So I went to the door of Umar radiallahu anhu and I gave him salam three times. I gave salam three times. فلم يرد يرد علي فرجعت. And he didn't respond to me, so I returned. فقال ما منعك أن تأتينا. So he said, what prohibited you from, and Umar radiallahu anhu, when he later met him, he said, what prohibited you from coming to me when I called you? And so he narrates, فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي أَتَيْتُ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَى بَابِي عَلَى بَابِكَ ثَلَاثًا. I came to you and I did salam three times to your door. فَلَمْ تَرُدُّ عَلَيَّ فَرَجَعْتُ. And you did not respond to me, so then I returned. وَقَدْ قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then he gave his reason why he did what he did. That he gave salam three times and then he left. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, إِذَا اسْتَأْذَنَ أَحَدُكُمْ ثَلَاثًا فَلَمْ يُؤْذَنْ لَهُ فَلْيَرْجِعْ. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when any one of you ask for permission to go somewhere and the individual doesn't respond when you give salam three times or you ask for permission three times, then you should return. فَقَالَ Umar, and this is the thing about the Sahaba, when they hear something from about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet said this, they will say, give the proof for it. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, أَقِمْ عَلَيْهِ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Give me the proof for this, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. قَالَ أَبُو سَعِيدٍ فَقُمْتُ مَعَهُ فَذَهَبْتُ إِلَى أُمَرْ فَشَهِدْتُ. So he said that, Abu Sa'id said, I went with Abu Musa, and I testified that actually this is what happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. So what we learn from this is, number one, that when we go somewhere, we shouldn't just keep bothering the person. That if the person, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this, that if you go to somebody's house and you're asking for permission, say it three times, give salam three times. If they don't respond, then just leave. Sometimes, and this today it applies to the cell phone as well. If you're calling somebody and they don't answer your phone, maybe they're busy, so you can do three times, like call them and let it ring three times. And when you do that, then you should let it go after that and they'll get your message, or leave them a message or send them a text message. You shouldn't keep repeatedly calling, maybe they're busy or something. And another hadith that I was going to cover was from Jabir. An Jabir radiallahu anhu qala ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi daynin كان علي على أبي. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a debt, regarding a debt that was upon my father. فدققت الباب فقال ماذا من ذا. So he said, I knocked the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who is that? فقلت أنا. And I said, it's me. Like we say, it's me, right? When we go to somebody's house or they're asking, who is it? So فقلت أنا فقال أنا أنا كأنه كرهها متفق عليه. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, me, it's me. You know, in a way, he says that it's as though he disliked it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked that. So he's saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is basically, what we learn from this hadith is that when you go to someone's house, announce who you are. Don't just say, oh, it's me. And sometimes we do that, like our family members and stuff, sometimes we think that people know, but make an announcement that this is me, that it's me, that is, it's not, I mean, not me, but this is Habib, or give your name and let them know who it is. And the final hadith for today, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال دخلت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فوجد لبنا في قدح فقال أبا هر إلحق بأهل الصفة فادعوهم إلي فأتيتهم فدعوتهم فأقبلوا فاستأذنوا فأذن لهم فدخلوا. رواه البخاري. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I found some milk in a pot. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Abu Hurairah, go and invite the Ahl-e Sufa." Ahl-e Sufa were the students of knowledge that were staying there. And they were poor, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever something would come, he would invite them. And so Jabir radiallahu anhu went and got them and invited them. But when they entered, they asked for permission. They asked for permission, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them permission to enter. So it shows this, like if somebody invites us, that doesn't mean we can just enter. Still, when you go, if somebody invites you, ask for permission again. When you come to their door, when you come to their house, even if they have invited you from before. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon what we have heard, and inshallah change our lives for the better.